KMJ News Time, 7:49, and it is time to welcome in the man who makes the Business Journal what it is. He is Gabe Dillard. Good morning, Gabe.
Good morning.
All right, Gabe, we always joke about, you know, when you come on, you've got to calm down. All right, you've got to, it's way out of whack here. Hey, listen, there is another company in Madera here in the Valley about ready to take a vote, so to speak.
Yeah, the big vote. Just a couple weeks after the union push here at the Fresno Starbucks failed. 14 Iowan workers at Pevic Construction in Madera are kind of in the process now of voting on whether they want to be represented by the Iron Workers Union, which represents about 120,000 members in North America. Specifically, they'd be represented by Iron Workers Local 155, which ranges from about Ceres to the north and Bakersfield to the south, so kind of the whole Central Valley. We spoke to the president of that union, who said that the iron workers he talks to, they feel not paid enough, and just the benefits like healthcare and 401k are kind of elusive for them. The petition was filed with the National Labor Relations Board on June 21st, and then ballots were mailed on July 5th. And the workers have until tomorrow for their ballots to reach NLRB, who's going to be handling that election. We reached the owner of Pevic. He declined to comment about the union drive. We're really seeing a push nationally for unionization, and the Iron Workers 155. That chapter has grown from about 280 members to around 100 in the last 6 years. So, seeing some growth there. And we'll see how it works out for Pevic. As you know, it didn't really work out for the Starbucks on Herndon and Marks. They had 14 votes counted. None were in favor of the union. So we'll see how that goes for Pevic Construction and Madera.
We're visiting with Gabe Dillard from the Business Journal. Let's go to this story. There is an irrigation plant here in Fresno involved in a pretty hefty global merger.
Yeah, this is kind of a cool one from the industrial sector. So Jane Irrigation has a local plant in Fresno, kind of the hub for the Indian company's U.S. operations. They make drip irrigation tape for the Western U.S. Jane is in the middle of a global merger with a company called Rivalis. And when that deal closes in early 2023, Jane Irrigation will be no more. It'll be called Rivalis, and it will make a company with annual revenue of about $750 million. So this is a big player. This would make them the second biggest irrigation company in the world. Jane Irrigation was founded in the 60s in India, and according to the company, the founder first found out about micro-irrigation during the farm show here in the Fresno area back in the 80s, and they've kind of been in that space ever since and really dominating it. Jane Irrigation is doing this to focus on their rapidly expanding business in India, so they're kind of looking inward. The most interesting part about this is that Rivalis itself was recently acquired by a conglomerate called Temasek, which has a portfolio of companies valued at nearly $300 billion. And the company Temasek is controlled by the government of Singapore, which means in kind of in a roundabout way, these local Jane employees themselves will be employed by the Singaporean government once this merger is complete. We'll see. We'll keep you posted on that and all these mergers happen. But, this one's a pretty big one. And looking like 2020.
Gabe, to your knowledge, I mean, sometimes I've seen this happen with mergers. We're visiting with Gabe Dillard from the Business Journal. Is there any chance that with this kind of a merger that any of the workers here in Fresno would either get displaced voluntarily or involuntarily and go to one of the other plants?
This doesn't sound like that's one of those cases. It sounds more like Rivalis is wanting a piece of this market. They actually only have a research and development center in San Diego. So this would be their only California operation for their manufacturing. So it doesn't seem like they're just wanting to offload it.
Okay, fair enough. He is Gabe Dillard from the Business Journal. Gabe joins us every Monday at about 7:50 or so. Gabe, always a pleasure, my friend. We're on a run now. I think we've had you 2 or 3 weeks in a row because we've not had holidays and work interruptions. So it's good to have you, and we'll check in with you again next week.
Sounds good. Keep going.